I believe back then that it was primarily men who went to the ballpark.
For proof of that, if you want scientific pictorial proof, take a look at the pictures that have been published over the years of people at early games. For instance, the opening game of the Yankee Stadium in 1923, you have these panoramic shots of the crowd. You don't see any women. And the men were all dressed in straw hats, boaters, I think they call them, and derbies. And they came with ties on. Some of them, believe it or not, actually wore vests. And it was almost all male audience. I think in one picture I recall of the opening of the Yankee Stadium in 23, the only woman I think I saw in the picture was the wife of the governor who attended the game, Governor Al Smith. The only one in the whole picture.
So things are different today. We see women, we see ethnic groups, Latinos. Is this a conscientious effort on the part of the owners to try to attract a more divergent crowd?
Well, I think they have to if they're going to keep the game alive. Don't forget, I'm now talking of the New York area. I'm not speaking about other cities. But the New York area have a tremendous number of wonderful Latino players on both teams. And, of course, it makes good business sense and horse sense to try to attract Latino aficionados to the games. And they will go, and they have gone, but it seems to me that some of these prices are going to preclude some of them from going. I mean, I hope I'm not sounding like a Cassandra, but I think both the Yankee front office and the Met front office are aware of these coming problems. When they built these new ballparks, or when they started to build them, they didn't have the economy in disarray as it is now. So therefore, they couldn't know about these difficulties in attracting various groups to these stadiums. But my feeling is they're going to have trouble with some of these groups that are not high-income groups. So it makes sense that while they try to attract a lot of Latinos, for instance, to the two ballparks, they're going to have trouble. And these are fervent, knowledgeable fans.
Ray, do you feel there's even more resentment for the astronomical salaries that some of today's players are getting?
I don't find any particular great antagonism to the money these guys make, which may sound peculiar, but in a strange way, it becomes another appealing thing. I find a lot of these low-income people, and even myself occasionally, and my friends, who are not particularly low-income people, discussing these salaries, and if it's part of the appeal and charm of the game. It's a new talking point. Weird, but it's the case, I think. It's not always resentment either. It's not like the resentment over the AIG people or Bernie Madoff or that sort of thing. It's almost an attractive element of the game. Frankly, a psychiatrist would have to explain it to me.